Jason Brown had no experience on the farm. In fact, his job seemed far removed from tilling the land. But then he felt a call to grow food for those in need. His most interesting tale is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Jason Brown was at the height of his career as a lineman in the NFL, but he says God was calling him to come back to his home state of North Carolina and be a farmer.
We're surrounded by agriculture. We're surrounded by agriculture, but yet there were food insecure families in our backyard.
So Brown, who had no prior experience farming, came home to begin growing food for others.
My wife and I, we made a covenant with God, and we said we're going to purchase a piece of land, and we're going to call it First Fruits Farm. And whatever is harvested from the land, the people in the community are going to receive the first fruits of every harvest.
The land they till is mostly used to raise sweet potatoes, with the entire crop going to those in need.
A perfect vegetable, a perfect source of a donation, you know, harvest, because the sweet potato, it's resilient, it's easily harvested, it's drought resistant, it can be stored, you know, in warehouses, you know, when cured for, you know, 6 to 8 months.
He has just over 250 tillable acres. Individuals and groups help him in the effort.
We've had more than 1,000 volunteers to come out to our farm and to help us get our harvest in because there's no employees. It's all done through acts of love and service through the community.
You can learn more about Jason's First Fruits Farm by logging on to their website at wisdomforlife.org. Traveling the countryside, I'm Andrew McCray.